Hey, good morning. Today's daf is Avachim daf Ayin Hey. We left off on daf Ayin Dalad Amud Beis, probably about two-thirds of the way down at the two dots. Haroveya Vahanirva. Roveya is the last word on the line. Vahanirva is the first word on the following line. So today we are going to, God willing, finish up the discussion of the first Mishnah in this Perek, which had again spoken about situations where various animals are mixed up, some which are kosher to be a karban with others that are pusul to be a karban, and what the procedure is in the event of such a tarovah. So today we're going to talk about what happens if a roveya and a nirva, an animal that's involved in an act of bestiality, gets mixed up with other animals. If a treifa gets mixed up, what happens if you have different kachim that get mixed up together, different valid karbanos, but you don't know which is which, how to manage that, how do you do the hazah, what do you do about smicha on the karban, and then we're going to conclude with the discussion of animals that get mixed up with bechor and maaser, and the Gemara is going to segue into a discussion a little bit about kedushas bechor. So we're going to learn about the various restrictions that are placed on an animal that is a bechor, and whether those restrictions carry over to other animals that may be mixed up or other animals that may have derivative kedusha of the bechor. So hopefully we'll finish until the Mishnah on Ayin Hey Amud Beis. So again, let's start from Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, about two-thirds of the way down, Haroveya Vahanirva. So says the Gemara, so Bishlam Akulo Yadi, I understand that for the other animals mentioned in the Mishnah, I don't know whether or not they're mixed in. So, for example, the Gemara is not commenting on the Gemara is not commenting necessarily on Roveya Nirva, but all of the animals of Isser, an animal that's Nevad, an animal that's set aside for Avodah Zarah, an animal that gored somebody, an animal that it was a Roveya, or an animal that was a Nirva. I have no idea which animal is which, because there's no identifying physical characteristic over here for these animals. Elahai treifa, but one of the situations mentioned in the Mishnah is where an animal that's a treifa gets mixed in together with other animals. And the Gemara is now going to say that hai treifa hechidami. How's it possible that a treifa animal is getting mixed up in with other animals, and that you don't know which one is which? Because what we had said in the Mishnah was that kulam yiru achi yisavu, that they all have to graze until they develop a mum, because we don't know how to separate out the animal that's pusul from the animals that are kosher. And so Rashi over here sort of foreshadows what the Gemara's kasha is. So he says, towards the end of the skinny lines, kigon nechtechu raglea min arkuva lamala onikav karam shalmoach shetreifas anikar. Rashi says we're assuming that we're talking about a treifa that's well evidenced. So for example, where the animal is basically an amputee, or where the animal has a hole in its skull, or something like that that's very, very evident. How's it possible that a treifa is going to get mixed in and you're not going to know which animal is the treifa to simply remove it? And so therefore, says the Gemara, Iyadiale, Lese, Velishkale, if you know which one is the treifa, because it's very identifiable which one's the treifa, because it's a physical injury that you can observe, so go, pull the animal out of the mixture, and you'll go use the rest of the animals, not a problem. And Iloyadale, but if we're talking about a treifa which is not readily identifiable from a physical perspective, so Minayada Diarid, how do you even know that the animal got mixed in, that the animal that's a treifa got mixed in with the other animals? Either Mamanavshach, either you know it's a treifa and it's identifiable and you could pull it out and therefore kasher the rest of the animals in the mixture, or you don't know that it's a treifa, but if you don't know that it's a treifa, then you don't know that you have a problem with a treifa being mixed into the other animals. So says the Gemara, Amri Debe Rabbi Yanai, says Rabbi Yanai as follows, Hacha b'mayaskinan, kagon di'arev nekuva hakotz bedrusas hazev. We're talking about where an animal that was pierced with a thorn, which is not a treifa, got mixed up or was mixed up with an animal that was mauled by a fox. So an animal that was mauled by a wolf, rather, an animal that was mauled by a wolf is a treifa. An animal that's pierced by a thorn isn't a treifa. So you're asking me, how is it that I can mix up a treifa with a not treifa? We're not talking about a trefa that's an amputee or that has a hole in its head. We're talking about two animals that both have a little prick or a little scratch. One of those scratches would be a trefa. The other scratch wouldn't be a trefa. And that's why I don't know which one is which. So says the Gemara, another answer, Reish Lakesh Amar. Reish Lakesh says, the Arev Binafula, that the animals got mixed in with an animal that fell off the roof. So what about this animal that fell off the roof? And Rashi explains in the wide lines, Nefula min Agag, that it fell off a roof, Veini Yechola Lamod, and it can't stand. In that case, Suffek Trefi, it's a Suffek Trefa, because the protocol, we're going to see in a second in the Gemara, is that if it falls off the roof, you have to wait Me'es Leis. You have to wait for a 24-hour period to see if the animal is going to survive, or if the animal has sustained such a critical internal injuries with a fall that it's not able to survive, in which case it's a trefa. But for the first 24 hours, it's a suffek trefa. V'mshachta kodem sheshasa meis leis trefa mishum risuke yevarim. And therefore, if you shechted within the first 24-hour period, it's going to be considered a trefa because of risuke yevarim. We're afraid that the internal organs are crushed. V'afilu badka v'lo matzava nekuvas rayo ma'ayim, or even if you check it, and you don't find that any of the internal organs are punctured, velopa sekas chota shidra, for example, the spine of the animal is intact, vishum simen trefus, or any simen trefus for that matter, it's still considered to be a suffek trefa within the first 24 hours. Vim shasa meis leis vishachta tzrika bedika mikol simani trefus. If you wait 24 hours and then you shecht it, then it requires a checking, it requires a bedika for all of the simani trefa. Vikivan de ichzakba suffek trefus. Now going back to this, going back to the first situation where the animal fell, and then within the 24-hour period, you offer the animal as a karbon, the kivan the chazik pei suffek trefus ein machnis and osa lazara, because for the first 24 hours it's a suffek trefa, you're not allowed to bring it into the azara l'shochta mishum akrivei ano lafachosecha, because it's not an appropriately nice animal that you would bring to a dignitary. This type of trefa, but the reason that you cannot, according to Reish Lakish, the reason that you cannot readily identify the trefa from the other animals is because, again, we're not dealing with a type of trefa where it's missing a leg or where its skull is crushed. And we're talking about a trefa that fell off a roof. Physically or externally, it's not manifesting any signs of injury, but internally it might be a trefa. So says the Gemara, but nefula nami livdika, but why don't we check to see which one is a nefula? We could do an exam to see whether the internal organs are ruined or not, are damaged or not. So says the Gemara, ksavar amda, because he holds that amda, that if the animal is able to stand after it falls off the roof, tzricha me'es leis, that it requires waiting 24 hours. Holcha, however, if it actually walks, then sarich bedika, then it will require a bedika after the shechita to confirm that it wasn't a trefa. So in other words, checking the animal to see if it walks doesn't necessarily mean that it's not a trefa, because even if the animal walks, you still require a bedika after the shechita to confirm that the animal is not a trefa, and that's why we're not able to readily identify which of these animals is a trefa and which of them is possible to be a karban. And then the last answer of Yirmi Amar Kagon Di Yizarev Bevlad Trefa, that we're talking about where the animal got mixed up with a Vlad Trefa, that the animal itself is not a Trefa. However, one of the animals is the Vlad, is the offspring of a Trefa animal. Rebbe Eliezer, and it's a Shita of Rebbe Eliezer, De Amar Vlad Trefa Yilo Yikrav Lagabe Mizbeach. And Rebbe Eliezer Shita is that a Vlad Trefa, is that even the offspring of a Trefa cannot be brought on the Mizbeach. And Tosfos over here just points out, Tosfos Duvir Maskel Diarev Bevlad Trefa of Rabbi Lezer, he that Afilu Laman Diamar Hi Uvlad Nirvu Lo Amrinan. There's a machlokas when if an animal is subject to bestiality and the animal happens to be pregnant, so if somebody sodomizes an animal, the animal's pregnant, does the fact that the animal is a Nirva pasul the Vlad if the animal is pregnant as well? And there's a machlokas whether it is pasul or whether it's not pasul. But what Tosfos points out is that even according to the Mandi Amar, who says that we don't say that the Revia impacts the Vlad. He who Vlad and Nitrafu, Rabbi Eliezer, would still say that the Vlad of the Trefa is impacted. Why? To Uber Yeshlo Chias Bifrei Atzmo Veina Nitraf Veina. I'm sorry. Everybody else except for Rabbi Eliezer will say that the Vlad is not impacted. To Uber Yeshlo Chias Bifrei Atzmo Veina Nitraf Emeim, because the Uber is self-sufficient, basically, in some respect, and therefore Rabbi Eliezer is the only Rabbi Eliezer is a minority Shita in this respect, says Tosfos. But again, the reason that we are not able to do a quick assessment and see which animal is a treifa, identify that animal and pull it out, is because we're dealing with a Vlad treifa that doesn't necessarily itself have any signs of being a treifa. So says the Gemara, Kuluk Rabbi Yannai Lo Amri, they all didn't, the other Amoram didn't explain like Rabbi Yannai, because Beinakuvas HaKotzel Drusas HaZev made the Yada, because I can tell the difference between an animal that was pierced by a thorn and an animal that was scratched by a wolf. Why? Because Hai Mashuch, because when a wolf scratches, it digs its claw in and it's a long scratch. V'hai Ugil, however, by a Kotz, the wound is round. It's not going to be long. And therefore, there's no way for an animal like this to get mixed in, because I'm going to know which one is which. Resh Lakish Lo Amri, they don't hold like Resh Lakish Ksavra Amra Eina Tzricha Bedika, because they hold that if the animal stands up, then it does not require Bedika. Holcha, and if it walks, Eina Tzricha Bedika, Amda Eina Tzricha Meis Leis, that if the animal stands up, then you don't have to wait 24 hours before shechting it. And Holcha, Eina Tzricha Bedika. And if it walks, it doesn't require bedika. So in other words, this answer is the reason that they didn't say like Resh Lakish is because they don't believe that the animal is a treifa. Because the question that we asked earlier was, why don't we see if the animal can walk? And what we're saying is, no, now if the animal walks, then it's not going to be a treifa at all. And Karav Yirmi lo Amri, Karav Elezer lo Mukmi. And we didn't answer like Rav Yirmi because we don't want to lock in our Mishnah to the minority opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Okay, so says the Gemara in Avaiter. So kachim b'kachim. So if kachim gets mixed up with kachim, then min b'mino. Then if it's min b'mino, what happens is, said the Mishnah, that all of the karbonos have to be brought for their respective bailim, for their respective owners. So says the Gemara, how's it possible that you're telling me in Eitz and the Mishnah that if different kachim get mixed up with each other and they're all kosher, that everything should just be brought for the sake of its owner, whoever its owner may be, without actually knowing who the owner is? Vaboy smicha, you require smicha on the karbon, and the smicha has to be bebalim, Rashi explains. We don't know who the bailim is, so how can you actually bring the karbonos in a kosher way? We're not going to be able to do smicha. So Rav Yosef b'karbon noshim. So says Rav Yosef, we're talking about a karbon of women. And what's the deal with a karbon of women? So a karbon of women does not require smicha, because it's gzeiras hakasa from the pasuk of Daber el b'nei Yisrael, that we learn that we're someich only on a karbon of anashim, but not a karbon of nashim. So the achronim over here are bothered. How come the Gemara had to say that we're talking about a karbon of nashim? Why didn't we say, for example, we're talking about a karbon of ophos, and there is no smicha on ophos? So the achronim explained that the reason that we don't answer that way is because the Mishnah says kol hazvachim. And therefore, it's mashma that we're talking about animal karbanos, not only bird karbanos. And we also don't say that we're talking about a yoresh who doesn't do smicha, because the Mishnah is talking about a chatas and an asham, which are not brought la'achar misa, and therefore we can't be talking about an animal. We can't be talking about an animal that is going to be brought on account of a yoresh. And the Achronim also say that we don't answer that we're talking about, they also ask, rather, how come we don't answer that we're talking about an Orel or a Tamei, where we don't do Smicha for the carbon, or an Orel or a Tamei? Why Dafka do we talk about the carbon of women? So the Taras HaKodesh explains that when we say carbon Nashim, it doesn't Dafka mean a carbon of Nashim, it means a carbon of Nashim, or anyone who is not required to do Smicha on his carbon. So the question of the Gemara was, how can you offer the karbanos? We don't know which owner has to do smicha. The answer is we're talking about a karban that doesn't require smicha. Says the Gemara, avol b'karban anashim lo. However, if the karban of men were mixed up together, do you mean to tell me that you then wouldn't bring them because we don't know which one to do smicha on? Now turning over to Tainayim and Aleph, but Esfei Abaye, but Abaye asks a question. Karban yachid shenis arev b'karban yachid. If you have a karban yachid that gets mixed up with another karban yachid, b'karban sibur shenis arev b'karban sibur, and a karban sibur which is mixed up with another karban sibur, b'karban yachid b'karban sibur shenis arvu zebazeh, and a karban yachid and a karban sibur that get mixed up with one another. So says the Gemara, what do you do? No saying dalid matanos mikol echad ve'echad, that you have to give four matanos for each of the karbanos. And we're talking about where one of the karbanos that was mixed up is a chatas, then you have to do dalad matanos on each keren of the mizbeach for all of the karbanos, because by a chatas you have to give the matan dam on the four kronos, and therefore if it's mixed up and one of them is a chatas, no big deal, just take the blood of each one and make sure you do four matanos, so you're covered even in your worst case scenario that this one is a chatas. Good, so you gave the Dalad Matanos, and if it's an Ola, then when we say Dalad Matanos, if one of them that was mixed up was an Ola, then when we say Dalad Matanos, we mean that you have to do the Shtayim Sheim Arba, that you give the two Matanos on the corner, each one on the corner of the Karen that go on to two sides of the Karen, but you're allowed to just do the Matan Dam this way. And says the Gemara further, not only can you give the dala matanos mikol echad ve'echad if the animals got mixed up, vim nasa matana mikol echad yatsa, and if you give one matana from each of the animals, then you're going to be yatsa, then you're going to be yotze, because what we had said was that for all of these karbanos, even though we may mandate additional matanos, Rashi points out that we said earlier on Daf Lamed Vav that kol nisan and alam mizbeach achitzon shenasa matana achas kiper, that any karban, even if it technically lechatchila requires more matan dam, if you only do one matan dam, it's going to be fine. And then the Gemara says further, ve'im nasan arba mikulam, and if you give arba from the collective, in other words, if you give only one matan dam of four, and Rashi points out that we don't actually mean four, we mean shtayim sheim arba, we mean two out of four, then you're going to be yotze. So says the Gemara, Bamedvar Mamurim, what are we talking about? Shenis arvu chayim. That's when the animals got mixed up when they are alive. Avon this arvu shchutin, however, if they got mixed up after they're shechted, then no saying arba matanos mekulam, then you have to give four matanos from all of them. And however, ve'im nasan matana achas mekulam yatsa. However, if you give one matan dam from all of them, then you're going to be yotze. So in other words, what this Bryce is telling me is that if they get mixed up when they were alive, then really I should give a type of matana for each of the karbanos. So either it's a matan dalet for each of the karban, or a matan shtayim shei mabra for each of the karban, or even b'dievet, if I give only one matana for each of the karban, it's going to be fine. And then, if I gave one on behalf of everything, it's going to be okay. But now what we're saying is, if they are mixed up when they're already shachut, then I just have to give one blanket matana, and the Mishnah and the Gemara says I could either give a matan arba or I could give a matana achas, and I am going to be yotze, because this Tana holds of the concept yesh bila, that if the bloods of all of these animals which are shachut are mixed together, then we assume that the mixture of the blood contains components of each of the donor animals of each of the original karbanos, and therefore it's enough to give one set of matanos or one matana bedafka, because I assume that it includes blood from all of the karbanos. So says the Gemara. Now Rebbe is going to argue. So back in the Gemara, Rebbe Omer, Roen es hamatana im yeshba kedei lazeh v'kedei lazeh shera, that we have to scrutinize the matana. If there is a shear in the matana of dam, that's sufficient that it may include blood from both karbanos, then it's going to be kosher. Vim lav psula. And if not, it's going to be puzzle, because Rebbe says, yes, I do agree that there is a concept of, Rebbe says, I do agree that you could get away with one matana, but that's only if I am assured that that matana contained the blood of each of the karbanos that were at issue. So says the Gemara, now we're going to finally get up to the Gemara's question, and then we're going to come back to the sheet of Rebbe in a couple of lines. So says the Gemara, Yachid Dumya Detzibur. So what have we been discussing? We have been discussing karbanos of a yachid that are mixed up with a yachid, tzibur that's mixed up with a tzibur, yachid that's mixed up with a tzibur. So the Gemara's assumption now is that the yachid is like the tzibur. Matzibur Gavri, just like the tzibur is karbanos of men. And why do we say that? Because the women do not contribute to the machzis hashekel that is used to purchase all of the karbanos tzibur. Only men pay the machzis hashekel, and therefore the women don't have a chelek in the karbanos tzibur. So matzibur gavri, af yachid gavri, even the yechidim who are mentioning here, are men. So says Rashi, af yachid begavri. Now Rashi points out, v'yafal gav debay smicha, and even though they require smicha. So how do you say that if all of these karbanos get mixed up, oh, not a problem, just give them matandam, either four matandam from each one, or maybe even one from the collective. How do you do the smicha here? And Rashi points out over here, v'yafagav deboi smicha umitzibur lo matzi la suve. And however, the whole question is, the whole question from this brisa is, what about the korban yochid? Because we need smicha on the korban yochid. So Rashi points out that we don't have the same question lagabe the korban tzibur, she'ein smicha b'tzibur ela b'chatos ha'pnimios. Because generally there is no smicha on a korban tzibur except for the chatos ha'pnimi, of ela v'hocha b'pnimios lo kamayri midiktani arba matanos. But we're obviously not talking about where the chatos ha'pnimi got mixed up, because we're talking about for a chatos you have to give the arba matanos, and the arba matanos for a chatos is only by a chatos achitzona. It's not by a chatos ha'pnimis. So Rashi just points out that's why the Gemara asked the kasha based on the karban of yachid. So we see that by the sibur we're dealing with men, obviously. Therefore, by the yachid we're also dealing with men. And you're telling me that I'm allowed to make everything okay by just giving a bunch of matan dam? How's that possible? I need smicha. Says the Gemara, Sama Rava, so says Rava Vitispara. And really, you think this is a question from this Braisa? Hametaretzti? You think this Braisa is actually correct? Diktani, Bamedvar Mamurim, the Braisa after all says, when are we talking about? Kishanisar Vukhayin, when the animals get mixed up when they were alive. However, when the animals get mixed up after their shachlut and after the blood's already there, then the halacha is not that you need to give one matana or four matanas from each animal, you just give one collective matana. But says the Gemara, why would I distinguish between chayin and shchutin? Mali chayin umali shchutin. What difference does it make whether they're chayin or shchutin? In other words, the Gemara's assumption is that if they're already shechted and you were mekabel the dam of each animal in a separate kos, why should I then all of a sudden be able to absolve my requirement for the matan dam by giving one general matan dam for the collective? What's the difference whether the animal's alive, in which case I have to give one matana or four matanas from each animal, or if the animals were shechted and I have the blood together, I have the blood separately in a kos for each animal, I should have to give the same number of matanos. It doesn't make sense, to distinguish on that basis so long as the blood is separate. Ela hachi kamar. But what we're talking about is really as follows. In other words, all Bryce is corrupt because we have to reset and we have to explain what the Bryce is talking about. Mamedvarma murim shenes arvu shchutin kein chayim bekosos. When do we say that you have to give separate matanos for each animal? That's when they were mixed up after they were shachut, after they were shechted already, but the blood was accepted in individual kosos for each separate animal. Ke'en chayim bekosos. That's ke'en chayim bekosos, because they're separate. Aval bebolel. But if they've been mixed up, then no saint dalid matanos lekulan, then you have to give a matan arba for all of them. In other words, just one set of matanos. Vim nasa matana achas lekulan yatsa. And if you gave one matana for all of them collectively, then you're going to be yotzei. In other words, what the Gemara says here is that you were going to ask me, how can I give these karbanos? I have a smicha problem, because in mixed up in these karbanos is a karban yachid, and I don't know who the owner is, so how can I do smicha? The answer is, there is no smicha problem, because we're not talking about animals that got mixed up when they were alive. When they were alive, we knew who the owner was, and we were able to do the smicha. We're only talking about animals that are mixed up when they're dead. Why the distinction between the reisha and the seifa of the braisa? Because the reisha of the braisa is talking about where the animals were mixed up, but I was mekabel the dam in separate kosos, and therefore they were separated, so I have to give from each kos. The seifa is talking about where they were all mixed together, and therefore it's enough to give a single matana from each kos. And therefore, it would turn out, according to the Maskana of our Gemara, that in our Mishnah, when we said that if animals that are alive got mixed up, then you could just offer the animal for whoever the owner is, that Taka is only talking about karbanos of Nashim, or karbanos that don't require smicha. However, karbanos that require smicha, you would not be able to offer in this way, because we don't know who the bailam is. We don't know who the bailam is, and therefore we won't be able to do smicha. The Rambam has an etza, just parenthetically, that the Rambam says that why doesn't each one? I have a good idea. If let's say you have five guys who are each bringing a karban, the karbanos are mixed up. We don't know which karban belongs to who, so none of them could do smicha. So how about they each sell a chelak of the animal to the other, and therefore it turns out that each person owns a chelak of each animal, and therefore they were allowed to do smicha on all of the animals, or on one of the animals, mamanafshach, they were allowed to do smicha. So then the achronim are bothered, how could you sell your rights to a karban? You can't sell your rights to a karban. Shasemes winds up being matarit to the Rambam that no, you can't sell your rights to kapara in a karban. However, can you sell an actual chelek or reschus in the karban, like lagabe, the ability to eat the karban or to benefit from the karban? That you can definitely join somebody else, or you could definitely sell a part of your karban to somebody else. Okay, says the Gemara now Viter. So four lines up from the bottom here. So Rebbe Yomer, so we had seen the sheet of Rebbe, that Rona Samatana im Yeshba Kedei Lazeve Kedei Lazek Sheira Vim Lav Psula. That Rebbe had said that we have to look. This is where the bloods of all the animals get mixed up into the kos. The Tanakhama had said that you're just allowed to give one matana, and we assume that it went for each of the karbanos. Rebbe said we have to look at the volume of blood. We have to make sure that there's enough blood here for us to assume that it includes blood from each animal. So the mashmos is clearly that Rebbe requires a minimum shear for the hazah. So mias leila Rebbe haisvara, but does Rebbe actually require a minimum shear of Atanya? But we saw in a brisa, Amar Rebbe l'divrei Rebbe Eliezer, that Rebbe had said l'divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Now what are we talking about here? So we need Rashi. So the last Rashi on the page, Rebbe Eliezer legabe mechatas koi. Rebbe Eliezer is talking about mechatas. Umaisinel on the kaman bepirkin, and we're going to get up to it in a couple of days. Slucha shal mechatas hamukudashin shenafal atochen mayim acherim. Let's say you have mechatas, the mayim of the para aduma that you sprinkle on somebody who's tummy in order to be matarim. Regular water fell into this mixture, kolshu, a little bit of regular water. Rebbe Eliezer Omer. Rebbe Eliezer says yaze shtei azos, that you have to be maze on the tummy guy two times. Ulakamon mefarish milsei. V'ka'omar Rebbe l'divrei Rebbe Eliezer, hazoh ina tzricha shir, that Rebbe's talking in the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, who says that hazoh does not require a shir, agaba de gavra, that in other words, the amount of water that has to hit the individual whose tummy doesn't require a specific minimum shir, because if Azar required a shear, nahi nami diyesh bila, v'zamchinanala, devada yesh b'chlal azam in amayim aksheirim, u'mistarfim asha b'rishon amasha b'shniya, miyemar demal yeshiura. How do I know that Azar doesn't require a shear? Because even if we assume that yesh bila, that the animal, that the water of the meipara, rather, is all mixed in with the pustle water that fell in, and therefore from each sprinkling there's a component of meipara, and a component of pustle water, if Azar requires a minimum shear, who's to tell me that the amount of water that went on this guy actually contained the minimum shear of Meipara? So how can you tell me over here, Rebbe says that we require a minimum shear by Azah of Dam, by Azah of Meipara? Rebbe's talking in the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, who says that Azah does not require a shear. And flipping over, it says Azah Kolshu Mitaheres, because Azah ain't Sricha Shear, that Azah of a Kolshu is going to be Mitaher, because Azah does not require a shear. Tosfos here is quick to point out that even according to the Mandemar, who says that Azah does not require a shear, that only talks about the amount of water that actually goes on the person. However, before you sprinkle on the person, there is a kli in which you place the mechatas, and that kli definitely does require a shear, but we'll see all that in a couple of days when we get up to it. So Azah ain't tzricha shear, and then the Gemara says again, Azah mechza kasher umechza pasol, and therefore the Azah can be mechza kasher, half kasher mayim, and half pasol mayim. So therefore, why does Rebbe require a specific shear of dam? L'chora, any amount of dam should be enough, just like by the Azah of the Mechatas, he's holding like Rebbe Eliezer, who holds that any amount of water is enough. Says the Gemara, no, l'dvarv to Rebbe Eliezer kamar. Rebbe doesn't hold that ein tzricha shear. Rebbe is talking about the shita of Rebbe Eliezer, but Rebbe himself holds that he does require a shear, not a question at all. Or you could say that Hazah is one thing, and Nesina is another thing. Even by Azah, we don't require a shear. By Nesina, we will require a shear. And Rashi points out, Sarach shear, shear adam, l'shnei ruchas akeren, shal mizbeach. Why? Because the water is clear anyway. We don't really know how much water is going on the guy. It's just important that a little bit of water hit the guy. However, by the blood is red, obviously. Blood shows. And the point is that we should see that there's enough blood on the mizbeach that it's going on both sides, and therefore, even if Rebbe would hold that by Azah Mechatas, there is no minimum shear, by Azah's dam, there will be a minimum shear. All right, now the Gemara is going to finish up with a discussion of Bechor. So it says the Gemara, Nisarvu b'Bechor Meiser. Samer Rami Bar Chama. So Bechor lebeis Shammai, Bechor according to Beis Shammai, ein machilin lenidos, we're not allowed to give the meat of the Bechor to the Bechor, it has a certain kedusha that it has to be given to a Kohen, and even a Bechor that's a Balmum has to be treated with a certain level of kedusha. So that's what the Gemara is going to explain. So Bechor, according to Beis Shammai, Eim Achilin L'Nidos, you're not allowed to feed it to a Nida woman because of her Tumah. Tmuraso Mahu, how about the Tmura of a Bechor? What happens if you have a Bechor and you try to shift the kedusha to another animal? Does the Tmura, does the replacement animal have the same restriction? Bechor in a nifte. The Bechor cannot be nifte. Tmuraso Mahu, how about the Tmura of the Bechor? Can that be redeemed? Bechor in an ishkal belitra. The Bechor is not able to be weighed with a regular weight, with a conventional weight, because it's a bezayon to weigh the animal. The way they used to weigh animals is that they would put a bunch of weights on one side of the scale. They would put the animal meat, the meat on the other side of the scale, and they would try to weigh it to make sure that it was even. And that's a derech bezayon, explains Rashi. But the question is, tmura somahu, how about the tmura of the Bechor? Do we have to abide by the same restriction? So Marava Tanya. So we have a brisa. Bechor and Meiser, Mishahumamu, when they develop a mum, Osim Tmura, we make a Tmura, Utmuraso Kayotzabem, and the Tmura has the same halachos as the Bechor did initially. So Rami Bar Chama asks a question. Hitzvis Bechor lebedek habayis mahu. Let's say you were matvis a Bechor to bedek habayis, that you gave a Bechor towards the bedek habayis to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, mahu sheyishko belitra. And now I want to sell the meat of the Bechor because I want to generate proceeds and I want to give those proceeds to bedek habayis. Am I now allowed to weigh the animal against regular weights? So Rashi explains over here that Baderech Klal, the money is going to go to the Kohen when the Kohen sells the Bechor. And in order for the Kohen to be Marviach, we're not going to allow him to be Mavaza the Bechor. But here, the money that's generated is actually going to go to Bedek HaBayis. So maybe for the sake of Bedek HaBayis, we're going to let the guy weigh the animal. So Ravka de Hektish Adif. So do we say that the benefit, that the gain of Hektish is the primary? Odilma Zilusa de Bukhar Adif, or maybe we're more concerned with the Bazayan of the Bukhar, and therefore, even though the beneficiary of the greater haul for the greater proceeds received for the worth of, for the meat of the animal is going to go to Hektish, we still don't care, and we don't allow him to be Mavaza the Bechor. Samar Rav Yossi Barzvida Tashma. It's Arvu B'Bechor Meiser. So let's bring a raya from our Mishnah, that if the animals get mixed up with the Bechor and Meiser, Yiru Achi Yistavu, then they have to graze until they develop a mum, V'yochlu K'Bechor Ucha Meiser, and they have to be eaten like Bechor and Meiser. So Lav L'Meim Radena Nishkal B'Litro. What does it mean that they have to be eaten like a Bechor and Meiser? Doesn't it mean that it has the same restrictions and that you're not allowed to weigh it in the ordinary way because it's a Bezayon? So Rav Huna, Rav Chizkia, Talmide, de Rav Yirmi Amri, Mi Dami, Hasam Shtei Kedushas V'Shnei Gufin, Hacha Shtei Kedushas V'Guf Echad. There's no Raya. Over there, it's two Kedushos and two Gufin. In other words, it's two different Karbonos that got mixed up together. Over here, it's two different Kedushos. One is Kedushas Bechar, and one is, and there's only one Guf. So in other words, what Rashi explains over here is that aval hacha shtei kedusha same v'guf echad kedushas bekar v'kedushas betek abayis v'ikol amemar hol v'ravcha dehektish b'hai gufehu v'afal gavdi l'kedusha achriti azil mezalzlim v'kedushas bekar d'hai gufa. In other words, when there's only one body and that one body, that one entity has a double kedusha, I might be quicker to say, you know what, I could be mezalzel in the Bechor because the very Bechor was also nitfas lebet hakabayis. Masha Inke, where I have a Bechor that's mixed up with another guf, we're not going to allow me to be mezalzel the Bechor in order to benefit the other guf. So you have no raya from our Mishnah. So maskif la Rabbi Yossi bar Avin, ma ilu amar, what if the guy says, haftu li Bechor, she'etfisu lebet hakabayis? If a guy says, oh, I want to redeem a Bechor that I gave to Bedek Abayas, klum shomim lo, would we listen to him? So says the Gemara, have to redeem a Bechor? Rachman amar lo tifta. The Torah says that you can't redeem a Bechor. So you're asking me a question, am I allowed to be mezalzel? This is not a question of zilzel Bechor. This is a question of, you want a guy to violate an Isser Daraisa? We would never listen to the guy in this context. So elo amar ravami, klum hikneze elamasha konulo. No, what we wind up saying is, in other words, does the Kohen get any more rights than what was given to him? And the answer is obviously no. And so Rashi explains like this, that in the Kohen's possession, he was not able to weigh the Bechor against weights because it was a Bezayon. Now he's being matfas the Bechor to Bedek Habayis. So the question is, oh, for the sake of Bedek Habayis, can I weigh the Bechor meat against the weights to make sure that I get more proceeds for the Bedek Habayis? But the Bedek Habayis only has the same rights in the animal that the Kohen had himself. The Kohen couldn't have used weights. Therefore, the Bedek Habayis also can't use weights. All right, says, so let's finish up until the Mishnah. Kol yichon l'rs arev, that anything, the Mishnah had observed, that anything, any animals can be mixed up together, except for a chatas and an asham. So the Gemara says, why can't a chatas and an asham get mixed together? Maishna chatas v'yasham, the high zachar v'ainakeva. Because one of them is a zachar, and one of them, the asham is a zachar, and the chatas is an akeva. Says the Gemara, chatas v'yola nami, that a chatas and an ola also can't get mixed up together because the ola is a zachar and the chatas is an akeva. So just like a chatas and an asham can't get mixed up together because the genders are different, so too the chatas and the ola can't get mixed up together because the genders are different. So ika si'ir nasi. Aye, because there's this Seir Nasi, which is a chatas and is also a zachar, and therefore the chatas can get mixed up together, and in fact, therefore the chatas can also get mixed up with an asham, because the chatas can be a zachar, it doesn't necessarily have to be in a keva. Says the Gemara, no, the chatas and the asham can't get mixed up together because the chatas that's a zachar is a Seir Nasi. So the chatas has hair, v'hai tzemer, and the asham, which is an ayil, has wool. So they're readily discernible. So says the Gemara, b'pesach v'asham nami lo ma'arev, but pesach and asham also can't get mixed up together. Why? Because hai ben shana, because the pesach is a younger animal, it has to be only 1 year old, whereas the Asham has to be 2 years old. Says the Gemara, Ika Asham Nazir v'Asham Mitzorah, but there's an Asham Nazir and an Asham Mitzorah, which are brought when they're 1 year old, and therefore they can get mixed up. So says the Gemara, Viba Asema, Ika Ben Shana, the Mixa Ika Ve Shteshana, Ika Ben Shteshana, the Mixa Ika Ben Shana. No. When you're talking about the type of hair that an animal has, that's readily distinguishable. However, when you're talking about age, there are certain older animals that look young and certain younger animals that look old. And therefore, I could get mixed up. The only animal that I can't get mixed up from is a chatas and an asham, because one is a zachar, one's an akeva, and even if the chatas is a zachar, the type of hair is going to be different. All right, so we'll pick up from the Mishnah, God willing, tomorrow morning.